It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 700 structures have been damaged or destroyed so far by Colorado's two biggest wildfires in recorded history. The East Troublesome Fire has burned at least 250 structures in Grand County, according to the sheriff. It's unclear how many of those are homes. That 193,000-acre fire is now 32% contained. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins has burned more than 440 structures. About half are cabins or homes. That fire has burned more than 208,000 acres. It is 64% contained. Fewer people are experiencing homelessness in El Paso County than last year. Here's KRCC's Elena Rivera.
Community health partnerships, along with Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, identified more than 1,300 people experiencing homelessness during the annual count. That's slightly less than 2019's numbers, which counted more than 1,500 people. The point-in-time count is a once-a-year measurement that's a snapshot of people both in shelters and outside. The metric helps organizations apply for federal funding for services, but it's also a small percentage of the over 7,000 people who accessed housing support in the county over the past year. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A federal court has blocked road construction on protected land near a coal mine near Paonia. An energy company has been trying to expand the mine for years. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The injunction from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver blocks Mountain Coal from further building roadways into the Sunset Roadless Area until the challenge from conservation groups is resolved. This summer, Mountain Coal defied a court order and built about a mile of road into the area. Company officials say the road is required to access coal and allowed under their lease. The company also says the Forest Service approved the construction. The conservation groups say the road disturbs prime wildlife habitat near wilderness areas. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver's St. Patrick's Day parade is canceled for next year. Event organizers say it's unlikely that a parade could be held safely or legally by March because of the pandemic limits on public gatherings. The nonprofit that runs the parade says it hopes to plan smaller Irish-themed events with local businesses later in the year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.